you think you are beaten, you are. If you think you'll lose, you're lost.
If you think you're outcasted, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win a prize.
Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man.
Success begins with the fellow's will. It's all in the state of mind.
The poem mirrors the life of a Vikings cornerback and special teams star.
Marcus has always been very driven and very competitive. We grew up in a very competitive family. We were taught to compete and to earn everything that we were given. So that will to succeed really kicks in with him when it comes to trying to beat out the next guy.
Marcus Sherrills has always been the underdog, and he's fine with that.
I just think that he's a very driven individual. I think that he enjoys proving people wrong. And I think that he doesn't ever want to give his doubters the satisfaction of seeing him fail. So I think that really drives him and pushes him.
Obviously, he's overcome a lot. He is a young man that's conscientious, that's trustworthy. He works extremely hard, and he's a great guy to coach. He's a great teammate for the rest of our team, and I'm glad we have him.
Growing up with older siblings brings out plenty of competitiveness. And at an early age, Marcus learned he needed to compete in his household.
We come from a very competitive family. He and I, our other brother and our sisters, we competed in everything that we did. Holidays, it was, you know, building a gingerbread contest. And, you know, there was a winner and there was a loser. And that's kind of the household that we grew up in. And that really served to breed a very competitive atmosphere for us. And I think that that's where his drive really comes from.
While his older brother went on to star at the University of Minnesota for the Gophers, the younger Marcus was wrapping up his standout career at John Marshall High School in Rochester. But he got no scholarship offer from the Maroon and Gold and decided to try and beat the odds as a walk-on.
Just go in and try as hard as I can. You know, again, I asked my brother Michael if I could play there, if he thought I could play there. He said yes, and I didn't really know what position I'd be there. I started off as a wide receiver, and I just worked hard every day and took it one day at a time.
After his career at the U of M, few believed Marcus would make the Vikings roster as a rookie free agent.
Even I had doubts. You know, he had been banged up through most of his college career, and, you know, he was undersized, but knowing his work ethic and how much he wanted it and put into it, it was something else to see, because he had put on about 10 pounds. He came out and ran some really good numbers. He jumped well, and his strength numbers were really good. So, you know, that was kind of my light bulb moment, where it was like, okay, well, I think he's got a very good chance to do this.
But he believed and had the will to succeed. And now in his fourth NFL season, is a major contributor to the Vikings on both special teams and the defense.
He's just such an instinctive football player, and even though he lacks that size, the prototypical size you look for at that position, he makes up for it with his smarts, his intelligence, and his work ethic. And those type of guys always find a way to somehow roster on the final 53, plus the added ability to not only punt return, but be a potential kickoff returner as well, just adds value to what Marcus brings to this football team.
You know, Coach Prefers really believed in him and put in the time with him, and to see all that pay off meant everything in the world.
Hopefully that people think I'm a hard worker. I've overcome a lot of obstacles, and I'm happy where I'm at.